6 o'clock, and we are on Tari Vav Amud Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines in the bottom. Towards the end of the line, Hani Dalet Sias Mahi. It talks about the schar of four steps that Nebuchadnezzar took. And what were the four steps? What was the four steps that he was rewarded for? It says in the pasuk, it's written by Esa, he shalach meraydach bladon baladon ben baladon. Meraydach baladon ben baladon melech bavo. At that time, when Sanherem got killed out, during that kind, that nace, baladon, meraydach baladon ben baladon, the king of Babel sent, Svarim means books. Now, there must be a better word for Svarim, but I guess scrolls. Why? Like the Gemara, Mishum Shichalach Chizkiyo, VaYechazak Mishum Shichalach Chizkiyo, because Chizkiyo got sick, VaYechazak, and he got stronger. Shalach Le Svarim Umincha, so he sent him a scroll and a present, meaning exactly why was there this letter being sent and present being sent to Tiskiyo, Lidreich Asamaifis Ashavaya Ba'aretz. And for the Gemara, yes, Shiloh had to be Gairis over here. Some don't learn it as a question, they just read the Pasuk on. If the Pasuk says, because Chizkiyo got sick, he wanted to know the miracle that had happened. What miracle is it referring to? The day Achaz died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made daylight hours only 2 hours. There was a change. Instead of having a 12-hour day, there was a 2-hour day. And when Chizkiyo got sick and healed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him back the 10 hours. The sail, the shadow of the steps. The way they used to tell time is by having how the sun hit the steps. And they moved the steps, meaning the sunlight moved back 10 steps, which means daylight extended for 10 steps. And these are the Amalos Achaz, and the steps of Achaz, meaning the same 10 steps that it went down last time. The Wembug Bashemesh in the sun Achiranis Eser Malos, where it went backwards 10 steps. Batasha Bashemesh Eser Malos Bemalos Ashiyarda. And the sun went back 10 steps. So that's what happened. And therefore, Meraydach Bladon Ben Baladon didn't know exactly what had happened. Why in the world was daylight extended by 10 hours? Now, obviously, he did not put the two together that in the time of Achaz, daylight had been cut by 10 hours. He was living now, and he saw daylight being extended by 10 hours, and he wanted to know why. Rashi, so to Rashi, Shtei Shos, why was the day of Achaz' death, the daylight cut to 2 hours? Today, Shulehe, Pnai, Lesabdoi, Lekavrei, there should be no time to eulogize and bury him. His book was right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had cut the day by 10 hours, and therefore now, when Chizkiyo gets healed, Chizkiyo gets the 10 hours back. Now, the Mepharshim speak out that the reason that 10 hours had been taken away was a sign of... The reason that the 10 hours had been taken away had been a sign of a lack of keeping of Torah. So when Chizkiyo strengthened back the Torah, he quote-unquote earned the 10 hours back, right? Because the Rishon destroyed the world that was created by Sarah Mamoros, and therefore there's 10 significance of the number 10. So the number 10 is being taken away from Achaz, who was a Rasha, and given back to Chizkiyo, who re-strengthened this concept of Torah in Klal Yisrael, and therefore he gets the 10 hours back. So the Svarim say. That the Gemara, so what happened was, Amalei Maihai. So the Meraydach asks his advisors, what is going on? Amru Laisa, they told them, I guess they had done research, Chizkiyo Chodesh V'Ispach. What happened was, Chizkiyo had been sick and got healed, and therefore the day extended by 10 hours. Interesting that they were able to attribute that to Chizkiyahu. I don't know how they knew that that's the reason, but they figured out or were told somehow or some way that the reason the day had been extended by 10 hours, it was directly because Chizkiyahu had been healed that day. This was the day after Sennacherib's army had been wiped out. That's the night Chizkiyahu got healed, and the day got extended by 10 hours. Interesting, they didn't say because Sennacherib's army was wiped out. That did not seem to play a role in why the day was extended 10 hours. It's because Chizkiyahu got healed, and therefore Hashem extended the day for 10 hours. There's a person that's alive like this, and I shouldn't send him a message of peace? And he wrote the following letter. Shlomo l'malka Chizkiyahu, peace to King Chizkiyahu. Shalom l'kartid Yerushalayim, peace to the city of Yerushalayim. Shalom l'kar Rabbah, and peace to the great God. Nebuchadnezzar suffered the Baladin Hava. Nebuchadnezzar was the scribe of Baladin. Hahi Shaita that day, at that time, Lahava Hasam. He wasn't there when the letter was written. I guess it was written by one of his underlings. He also, Amr Lahu Hekikasisa, when he came, he asked them, what did you write in the letter? Amrulay Hekikasvina, this is the way we address the letter. Amr Lahu, Karisulay Alaka Rabba, Bekasisulay Labesait. You call him the great God and you write him at the end? Now, some take out the word Amar. Elohaki Kasubu. This is the way you should write it. Shalom Alekar Rabbah. Peace to the great God. Shalom Lekartin Yerushalayim. And Shalom Mamalchus Chizkiyahu. Interestingly enough, he left Yerushalayim before Chizkiyahu. Meaning he felt that, you know, Chizkiyahu's greatness is attributed to the fact he's in Yerushalayim. And there, you know, there doesn't seem to be much discussion about it. But as Achmanin points out, he didn't say peace to the great God, peace to Chizkiyahu, peace to the city of Yerushalayim. He left the city of Yerushalayim, he put that before Chizkiyahu. Amulei, so they said to him, Karayna di'igarti ilahevet pervanka. This is a saying. The leader of the letter should be the messenger. Meaning, you're the one that wants to change it. Go catch the guy who's carrying the letter and bring him back and rewrite the letter. You know, you're great, you have a great idea, now go carry it out. Rod Basrei, so he chased him. To the Roeth Arba Psiyos, some are Gairis Arba, and some are said that the Yalkut, it says three, and we're going to talk about the difference in significance in a moment. Also Gabriel Vukve. Gabriel came and stopped him. So these were the four steps that Nebuchadnezzar had taken. Because of that, because for the covenant of Hashem, he took four steps, and was willing to take more, but was stopped by Gabriel. Therefore, he was zeichet to this great tzchar of being the king who got to rule the world, and unfortunately for us, was the agent of Korban Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, return those hours. Now, the Yalkut has three. We have four. So the Svarim say that if you guys three, if the Chanetzer was Zaycha, then him, his son, and his grandson were kings of the whole civilized world, were the greatest kings, and that is Nebuchadnezzar, Avum Reidach, and Balshetzer. If you guys four, since Balshetzer's daughter Vashti also was queen over the whole civilized world for a period of time, and therefore that would be the fourth. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim is quoted as saying that it's not a tzira, because if you know, he took three and he wanted to, he was in the middle of taking the fourth step when he was stopped. So you can say he took three, or you can say he took four, because he started his fourth step. So therefore, Vashti started being queen over the civilized world, but she didn't end up that way. She didn't live to a, I guess it didn't last for a long time, even though Balshetzer didn't last so long either. But that's what they say from the Chofetz Chaim. And therefore, that's the three and the four. The Magen Avraham says, that when we go back three steps from Shemayin Esrei, we daven Yiratz and Shibonah Beis HaMikdash Memhera B'Yameinu. It's because Nebuchadnezzar was zeichah to destroy the Beis HaMikdash based on three steps that he took. Therefore, when we take our three steps to show our respect for Hashem, when we step back from Shemayin Esrei, we pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. If Nebuchadnezzar's three steps can get it destroyed, why shouldn't our three steps that we take with Kavod Shemayim get it rebuilt? That is why when we take the three steps to Mishmen Esrei, because the three steps that we're taking should serve as a schus for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So the Magen Avraham says in Siman Kuf Kuf Chav Gimel. Yes.
Why the three steps back now? Why not three steps forward as well?
In the beginning?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is what he said.
But I don't want to give any excuse, but I want to do a mitzvah. Well, how can I be? Why should I be stopped?
Because meaning, why did Hashem stop him?
I'm saying is that can you actually? You want to do a mitzvah? Can you lose that opportunity to do the mitzvah?
Well, if it's going to hurt Klal Yisrael, I guess things like that do happen. Yes.
I thought the three steps because of Oysa Shulam and Goymah. The Sefer Kaddish also go back three steps. In honor of Hashem, we go back three steps.
Again, I can only tell you what the Magen Avraham says. He didn't say that's why we go back three steps. He didn't say that's why we go back three steps. You go back three steps for the reason you go back three steps, as respect to Hashem. But by going back three steps, we daven for Binyan Beis Hamikdash then, because we want our three steps to be a schus, like Nebuchadnezzar's three steps were a schus. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Asa Gavriel Vukme. So Gavriel came and stopped him. Amar Rav Yechon in Lamalibo Gavriel Vukme. If Gavriel would have not stopped him, Vemidai, Lehait Kunalus and Amshay Yisrael. Achmana Lutfan would have been very difficult for Klal Yisrael. We call Klal Yisrael Tseneyam Shay Yisrael. That is a way we refer to Klal Yisrael when we want to say bad. We don't want to use the word Klal Yisrael, so we say enemies of Klal Yisrael. Rashi, Lahoyalim Takana Shay Skara Marubai, he would have had a big schar, Vahoyle Rishus Abiche Risainu, he would have received permission to destroy us in totality, which couldn't happen. Therefore Gabriel came and stopped. Talk to Gemara Vice. My Baladan ben Baladan. Why, what is this, who was this Baladan ben Baladan? Omri, Baladan Malkahava. There was a king named Baladan. For some reason, he got the punishment that he turned into a dog face. His human features changed into dog features. His face looked like a dog, which means they didn't want him as king anymore. He looked like a dog, didn't look human. So what they did is they appointed his son. So here he is alive, but he can no longer rule the country due to the fact that he looks like a dog. Have a Yosef Brei al Machuso, his son became and sat on his throne. Kavikasiv, when he wrote a letter, Havikasiv Shmei Ushmei Da'avua, he called himself Meroidach Bladon. Instead of himself calling himself Meroidach Ben Bladon, as respect for his father, to acknowledge his father's fact that his father is alive and should be king, he called himself Meroidach Bladon Ben Bladon. He put his father's name into his name as a sign of respect for his father. Havakasa Shmei Ushmei Davua Baladan Malka. Rashi, Havakasa Shmei Ushmei Davua, because his chabad of his father should be honored. Lekach Nikla Shem Aviv Olav. That's why he put his father's name into his mix. Right? The Il, Shenikra Baladach Baladan. Eliksiv Elamaradach Ben Baladan. Had it said Maraid the son of Bladon, Lahavi Miskri Ale Shmei Davua. That's not saying call himself by the name of his father. Zalchi Kasikula Inchi. That's how everybody signs their name. Right? Pliny Ben Pliny. Zalchi Ksiv Maraidach Bladon. He put it into his own name. Not just somebody, the son of somebody. He put his father's name into his own name to show a great respect for his father due to the circumstances that had caused his father to be deposed from the king, from being king. Haidu Dachsiv, this is what the Navi refers to, Ben Yechabedav, the son who honors his father, the Eved Adainav, and the servant who honors his master. Ben Yechabedav, Hoda Amaran. The Navi is referring to this guy who was exceptional in Kibedav to the point that he added his father's name as if to say, I rule through my father, I don't rule on my own, to show the greatest, utmost respect for his father. Now, I just want to point out, again, to us it doesn't sound like a big deal. Who cares what name you call yourself? Remember, the king was an absolute ruler. And for a king to show that he's not an absolute ruler, or to act if he's not an absolute ruler, takes an unbelievable amount of humility. It doesn't happen. Kings walked around thinking they owned the world, and in a certain sense, they did own their country pretty much. And therefore, for him to acknowledge and to express, it's not me, it's me through my father, it's me and my father, was a great act of kibbutz. He was willing to quote unquote give up the gaiva, some of the gaiva that came with being king, for the sake of kibbutz. And the Navi acknowledges it by referring to him as Ben Yechabarav, as a son who honors his father. Eved Adainav, what is the Eved Adainav? The Chsivu B'Chaydesh HaChamishi B'Osser L'Chaydesh, in the fifth month, which is of, in the tenth day of the month, Hishnas Teisha Esri Shona L'Melech Nebuchadnezzar, the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel, Vonu B'Zeradin Rav Tabachim, Nuzeradin, the chief executioner, came, Amad L'Fnei Melech Babel B'Yerushalayim, stood in front of Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim. By Yisroif is Beis Hashem, there's Beis HaMelech. He burnt the Beis HaMikdash in the house of the king. That means, it makes it sound that, first of all, the Gemara in elsewhere deals with the fact that I think the Gemara in Tainus deals with the fact, it might be in Tainus or in Gittin, deals with the fact that we commemorate Chorban Beis HaMikdash on the ninth day above. Pasuk says the tenth day Aviv. Gemara says the fire started in the ninth. Most of the burning was done on the tenth, but we commemorate the day it started, not the day that actually most of the burning took place, which was on the tenth day. Finished in the middle of the tenth day, sometime, right?
Yeah, that was the second place I make this. This is the first place I make this.
Yeah, but we both times was Tisha B'Av. Even the first Beit HaMikdash, they commemorated Tisha B'Av. Our problem is, it says he stood in front of the king. Nebuchadnezzar never made it to Yerushalayim. When they captured Tzidkio, they brought him to the king of Babel, to the city of Rivla. It refers to a city called Antuchia, which is not in Eretz Yisrael. That means Nebuchadnezzar was not in Eretz Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar was out of Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean he stood in front of his king in Yerushalayim? His king never was in Yerushalayim. That's what's bothering the Gemara. Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. There's a machlokes Rav Chisda and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi to how to resolve this. Charamer Demus Diuknais Chakukala Amar Kaftai. He had the likeness of Nebuchadnezzar carved out on his chariot. He had the likeness of Nebuchadnezzar carved out on his chariot, and he stood in front of that likeness. But the fact that he had the likeness carved out on his chariot showed an unbelievable amount of respect, that to him, wherever he went, he was just a representative. He was just acting out what the master wanted. The Chanamar, Eimei Yisera HaYisrael Mimena, he has such great fear of Nebuchadnezzar, the Daimah Kamishayim Lufanov, and therefore acted as if he's standing, meaning to him, Nebuchadnezzar was always there. He wasn't there, but he was always there. And therefore, that's why it said he stood in front of the king. To him, he was always standing in front of his king. And that's the Eved Adonav, Ben Yechabed Av, the Eved Adonav. Rashi. Dr. Rashi and Misalik, Loksir Bahi Parshasa says, did I finish the Rashi anyone else? No, I didn't. Lachanish Chamish Vasa, Lachanish 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 Vasa, We have a Messiah that Antuchia is not part of Eretz Yisrael. The Mus Diukna Shel Nebuchadnezzar, the likeness of Nebuchadnezzar, Chakukula Emer Kavtush in the Zeradin, was carved out on the chariot of the Zeradin. The Daimalai Kimishayim Adlofanov was to him as if he was standing in front of him. Kachsiv Bo Nebuchadnezzar, Behindu Covet. This is the great honor and respect that the Zeradin accorded to his boss. Because of this now, we follow the Gemara. We've been talking about Sancherev, and from Sancherev we went to the four steps, And from the four steps, we went to the Bechanetzer and the Vitaradin, and now we're headed to talk about the Korban Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara has now shifted focus from the story away from the story of the Sancheriv, and through Sancheriv we got involved with the Bechanetzer, and that leads us to the Korban Beit HaMikdash.
How did he come to see this greatness
of HaKadosh
Baruch Hu? Where did he see that?
What do you mean? Well, he read the miracle that happened with Chizkiyo. That means he's a great God. That's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And then he had a bad hair day, and then he destroyed his piece of dish, meaning he was born from the heights of...
Well... We're not finished yet. I mean, we'll see soon that he saw himself as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in destroying the Beit HaMikdash. If you asked him, he would have said he's doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well.
He was?
Yeah, I was going to say that, and he was.
Oh, so he really thought that he's...
Okay. Now, I just want to point out, Nebuchadnezzar was in the army of Sancheriv. He's also by Maroidach Baladin Dan Baladin with the story of the 10 hours, which happened at the same time. Obviously, the king didn't find out about this till later, meaning there was a time period. The Gemara before had Nebuchadnezzar as one of the survivors. The Gemara has Nebuchadnezzar as being the scribe of Meredith Bladen being there when the letter is being sent. So obviously, he makes it back to Bavo, where he is the chief scribe, when the letter is written sometime after the Nes. That's what I'm trying to say. Meaning, didn't all happen in one day. The healing of Chizkiyahu and the killing of Sancheriv happened on the same day. The letter is being written months later, for all we know, because here is the same Nebuchadnezzar who survives the Malachim killing out Sancheriv's army. He's one of the survivors. He's back at home to Meredach Bladen Ben Bladen doing his job as chief scribe when the letter is being written. So obviously, it's not that same day. Yes.
The killing of Sancheriv and the healing of Hizkiyahu,
yes,
on the same day.
Yes.
Because they had to go back to the Batia Bodazora, which is more than 10 marches away. Because there were 10 marches in Eretz Yisrael. So
it's clear and obvious. It happened the same day. Pesach night. Dr. Gemara Vait. Dr. Gemara Amar Rava, Ton, Tlas, Meya, Kudnaisen, Narga, the Parzala. The load of ton means the load, the burden of 300 kudnaisa is mules, narga the parzala, the shalut the parzala, metal hatchets that have the ability to break through metal. Not 100% sure how that happens, but a special metal that can cut through metal. He had 300 mule loads of that kind of hatchet. Shadalei Nebuchadnezzar l'Nuzaradin. That's what Nebuchadnezzar gave Nebuchadnezzar to break through the gates of Yerushalayim. He had this metal cutting ability to cut through the gates of Yerushalayim. Kulu b'lasinu chadash of Yerushalayim. They were all swallowed up. And Rashi says it doesn't mean literally swallowed up. It means they were all broke on the gate of Yerushalayim. They smashed away, and all they did was smash their hatchets. They didn't make any dent in the gate of Yerushalayim. Shenemar petucheho yachad, which refers to one opening, the chashu vechalapois yahaloimen, swallowed up the chashu and chalapois, which are, how does he translate them? They're obviously metal kind of tools.
Hatchets and axes.
Hatchets and axes swallowed up. So meaning, when he came to conquer Yerushalayim, he met a disaster. Here he is, swinging away, now 300 mule loads somewhere in the Guzma. He had a huge amount of these metal cutting tools, and they didn't work. They were a disaster failure. Boy Lemeheder. So he just said, you know, this ain't working. Yerushalayim is not being conquered by me. Now, Zeradin was also a survivor of Sancheriv. Again, this is a very problematic thing because there was a difference of over 100 years, or at least 100 years, between Sancheriv and Nebuchadnezzar's rule. We had that problem before, but I don't know the solution. But here is Nuzaradni, he says, you know, it ain't my time, I'm getting out of here. However, Amar Mistafina, I'm afraid they shouldn't do to me. You know, I'm not ready to volunteer to be the next Sankharav. I'm out of here. Nafka Kala, a Baskol came out that he was able to hear. The Yamarn it said, Shavar Bar Shavar, Jumper, how does he translate Shavar? Jumper?
Leaper,
the son of a leaper. The Vizaradin Shavar, the Vizaradin, it is time to leap. The Mata Zimna, the Migdash Shacharev, the time has come for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, the Heichal Mikli, and the Heichal to be burnt. One is referring to the Beis HaMikdash Shamata, and one is referring to the Beis HaMikdash Shamayla. One is referring to the Beis HaMikdash that we see here, saw here, with stones and whatever, and one is referring to the corresponding Beis HaMikdash upstairs. And when one destroyed, the other is destroyed. The time has come for destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashlei Chad Narga, he had left over one hatchet. Asya Machya Bakupa. He took the handle of the hatchet, the wooden handle of the hatchet, banged it against the door of the Iftach, and the door opened up. Shenemar, Yivada Kamevi Lamaila. Consider it as if he brought it upstairs. Consider the Nebuzaradan not as he destroyed down here, but as he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash upstairs. Bisvach Eitz Kardumais. How does he translate Bisvach? Bisvach?
The axe of a wooden thicket.
The axe of a wooden thicket. Okay. Now before we move on to the story of the Churban, this is clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message. Nebuzaradan, you're not destroying it because of your great power. Your great power doesn't go anywhere in Yerushalayim. You're destroying it because it's time to be destroyed. The Nefesh HaChaim explains it. But the message is that a Yid's actions, this is the way Nefesh HaChaim explains the difference between what a guy does and what a Yid does. A Yid is wired that his actions affect all the Olamos, all the worlds, all the things, all the way upstairs, through to Malachim, through everything. All the facts affected by the action of every Yid. A guy, his actions are limited to this world. They don't affect the whole creation, as a Yid does. Korban Beis HaMikdash happened because we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash through our actions. And therefore, if the Zeradin walks in and is able to destroy it like this, nobody would attribute the Korban Beis HaMikdash directly to Chait. In order, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to clarify that everybody should see it is not Nivzaradin's power, it's the fact that Klai Yisrael did chet, his physical hatchets all break on the door, and the wooden handle gets it to open. To show, this is not you, Nivzaradin, this is the time has come to destroy, you're just the agent that's carrying it out. Nothing to do with you. You're just an agent.
He's the general of Luchandata?
Yes.
And
this is Antuchia. Antuchia?
It's the name of the city. Yeah, it's the city.
Of Riblasa. Riblasa is Antuchia.
So he really took a sentiment of Shemayim that he's not going to be able to do it, right?
Well, he thought he wasn't going to be able to do it, and then he got a Basco saying, you are able to do it.
So I mean, again, I'm understanding this. He is trying to do tshuva, right?
No, he's not. I know you mean he's trying to do tshuva.
He sees that it's not working.
That's not tshuva, that's reality.
Well, good, so good reality. But now, let's say if Basco would not have come.
He would have left.
He would have left, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to say good things about these people.
I know. What you're asking me is, so why are they being punished for something they had to do because they it was the Ratz and Hashem? That's what you want to ask. That's what's on your mind that you want to ask. And you're afraid to ask. I don't know why you're afraid to ask this question more than the other question. But that's obviously what's bothering you. What's bothering you is, if this is what's happening, so don't blame the Zeradin. All he was doing is Ratzon Hashem.
But you know when we burn the chametz, right? So we just stick to poke around. The stick also gets burned. You know.
So one way of looking at it.
You know,
the other way of looking at it is to say that they did it was a certain. There's two ways to do something you have to do. You have to do it, or you volunteer to do it with a yishmak, yeah. I mean, if it's a Radin at this point, is not the big tzaddik. He has a reality check, and then he's told you can keep on going, and he keeps on going. And as we see soon, he did a great job of keeping on going that he didn't have to take it to the ultimate like he did.
Why didn't the gospel come out and tell him to stop?
I don't know. That's what, you know, you can ask the same kasha about Para, you can ask the same kasha by all these people that there was a gzera. They volunteered to carry out the gzera with a great cheshek, with a great desire, gishmak. They don't do it, okay, I'll do it, I have to. It's not that, that's not the attitude. That's pashup shot and why they get punished. Yeah, you don't seem to be happy.
Well, I'm happy that Jewish started again. I'm not happy that he really. I don't. It's hard to understand. His das was to leave.
Yeah.
Not because he did tshuva.
Not because he did tshuva, but because of a reality check.
It's
not working.
Not working.
Yeah.
And that is right.
Not because he doesn't want to do it. He wants to do it. It's not working. Soon as he hears he can do it, okay, here I go. Yes.
Not that I would ever offer educational stuff to the other one. I think it might be wise to withhold discussion of the mild concerns of Nevi's run or to quote someone, to let the Gemara tell
us. Yeah, we're not finished yet with that.
Nevi's run was a huge person who did something, one of the most extraordinary acts through all of history.
So let's finish the Gemara. I know what you're referring to, but let's see the Gemara. Zantigrash. Let's catch up with Rashi. So Rashi, Toin, Slas, Meir, Kudnaisa, Masi, Shoilush, Meir, Predis, the burden, the packages, the load of 300 mules, Narga, the Parzula, Petishe, Barzo, Iron Hatchets, the Shulta, the Parzula, Barzel chodut, sharp metal hakaitzit barzel akha that has the ability to cut through metal. Bila sinu loy bli amamish, not swallowing it, el shibrein. Shem espaitetim apatishim, they scattered into many directions, they shattered. Bakaitzim bishar, when they hit the gate, lishavra. Petachel yochad, mashmal pesach echad, homu kulak shilam vichalapis yochad. They all broke onto one door, vilehoyo klum. Shavar by shavar, daylig by daylig, kum akvashnu shlaim, the Vizaradin covered, this was being said to the Vizaradin. Now, Lishnachrina, a second lotion. Shavar bar Shavar, Medalig bar Medalig. Kfats the Pamachas in Sancherev. You once jumped with Sancherev, Vaksha Pamshnia. Now, this is your second attempt at Yerushalayim, but this time, go ahead and do it. The Kupa, Megav HaPatish, the back of the hammer, Vilay Mechuda, not the sharp part, from a Kupa the Machta. Like the handle of a needle. Yivada kamevi lamaila tvilahi. This is a tvila. Yivada lefanecha should be considered in front of you. Oisei svach eitz kardumais. This thicket of the wood of the hatchet. Sheshiva bayish ushulayim. Kilu hevi lamaila bekisei akavet as if he swung it at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dr. Gemara Bait. Have a katal va'aza. He kept on killing people in the Mizaradin. Adamata lehichola. Until he arrived at the Beis HaMikdash. Adlig Beinura, he lit a fire in the Beis HaMikdash. Gava Heichala, the Heichal rose up from its foundation and wanted to go up to Shemayim. Darchai Beimin Shemayah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu like stepped down from Shemayim and forced it down here. Meaning it wanted to escape this world. Heichal, the Beis HaMikdash, was a spiritual building. Spirituality does not usually get affected by physicality. So now that the physical building was going to burn, the building wanted to leave this world. It doesn't belong here. It's spiritual. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces it down. Shenemad gas darach Hashem, Hashem stepped on the press with Sulas Bas Yehuda, to the virgin of the daughter of Yehuda, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu forcing the Beis HaMikdash down here. Kazicha daite, the Vizaradin becomes haughty. I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's what I'm trying to show you. Right? Here is Nebuzaradan, he becomes haughty. Because even though he saw before it wasn't working, but now that it worked, like we all are to a certain extent. Things are rough, we ask the Rabbani Shalom for help, and then when things go well, we thank ourselves for being so smart and so understanding that we're able to figure things out. Even though a few days ago we weren't able to figure things out, and we davened Hashem, but now that it worked, it's not Hashem that gave it to us, now we finally figured it out. Well, there was a rabban on a greater scale. He couldn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He couldn't get in. But once he got in, he's the one that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Zavka Batskala, Batskal came out of Amrle, and they told him, Amaktila Katal, you killed a killed nation. Hechala Kalya Kalisa, you burnt a hechel that was already burnt. Kimcha Tchina Tchina, flour that was already ground, you ground. You didn't do a thing. It was already going to happen. You were just the physical agent of carrying out something that had happened already spiritually. And therefore, don't give yourself a pat on your shoulder. Take a grinder and grind the flour. You don't grind flour. You grind wheat. But you grind flour, meaning you're already flour. Galit Samaseh, this is referring to Klal Yisrael getting ready to exile. Uncover your braids. Chashvi chas chespe shaivo also means uncover a different kind of braid. I'm sure article must have two different words for braids here.
Labor of the thigh.
Shaivo is no, that's the next one.
take no sun's glass flower, lay bare the side of your head exposed to braids.
Yeah, okay. Side of your head and braids. Gali shaik, uncover your thigh. Ivri naharais, pass by the rivers. Chitim lo namar, it doesn't say grind wheat, el kemach, because they were ground already. Hate destroyed us. The guy who comes by and just carries it out is just showing us what had happened, not doing anything to us. Rashi. Gavei yichalo bikish lalos rikiyah, he wanted to go up to the sky. Darchum ben mishamai vishpilu, and they lowered him. Zachadaitim is gashay matzliach, he was being a gaiva, that he was being successful. Amak Tilish Kranigzalem Alkach was already decreed. Takni Kemak, Takni Chitim Lenemer, and Kemak Shain Tarak Tchina doesn't need to be ground. Tamasech Makim Shaklon Samsim Sadarash, the place where the braids attached to the head, side of the head. Shaibu Kelah Harash, Shadaimel Shivolim, the braids of the head that are similar to stalks. Gali Shaik Ibrinaris, Purani Zakarish, Barkhamel Yisrael. Chuba Tiknu Kemach, go grind flour. Klemer Tchunimatim Kvarlo Kemach, you're already ground. The tigzer v'titchen, and you now regrind a dying still. Tigli kali v'sheichem v'shekeichem, reveal your braids and your legs. The telchol begalus, meaning forget about it. It's over. You're going to be exposed and sent out to galus. We move on to the next story in Churban Beis Hamikdash. One is famous because people who learned this on Tisha B'Av with the Gemara and Gittin. This is the Gemara and Gittin as well.
It
happens to be the Mechadetz and the Mezuradin. Definitely. Yeah. Clear in the Gemara. Thought they were acting. So did Sancherev, by the way. We had Sancherev, who thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go do it. These people wanted to do it anyway. They hated Jews with a passion. They wanted to do it anyway. But they knew that they can't do it unless they get permission from God. It wasn't that they loved the Jews, but never, what can we do? Hashem wants us to do it. No, that's not what happened. What happened was, we hate the Jews, we want to get rid of the Jews, they're a pain in the world, we can do much better without them, but they have this God that protects them, and unless he lets you, you're in trouble. So, we have to, you know, get their God to agree that it's time to get rid of them.
I just want
to
say something that the Romans asked. Do they have any redeeming qualities? I suppose I'll take to Haman or
is there redeeming qualities? I mean, the Gemara says later on that there's zaycha to have descendants learn Torah. So that's obviously that they had something good come out of that. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't hear talk about Haman, but the Gemara said about Sancherib and about Nebuchadnezzar and about the Zeradin that they had. There was definitely an understanding that they can't get this done unless God is must.
And there's a
I don't know about Paro. Haman had it. Why Megillah says. He said they're not doing mitzvahs now. We can take care of them. Definitely, they understood that without the Rabbanis on letting them do it, it's not getting done. It wasn't that they loved Jews. They hated Jews. They wanted to get rid of the Jews, but they were protected by this great God. And therefore, we gotta get this great God to back off and then we can do whatever we want to do. That's the story, yes.
Although there is, I believe, a skull which speaks of Nero, which is historically problematic, but that Titus Mitzvah, the one who destroys the base of Mitzvah, because Nero mobilized with the head of the army. He fired an arrow in four directions. And each time he fired, the arrow went through Yerushalayim, and he said, something's up, and I'm not going to be a part of it. And he defected.
By his Gemara in Gittin. And he was not succeeded by Titus, he was succeeded by Vespusen, who then went to become Caesar, and Titus took over. Well, don't they talk about Nero going off his mind? Don't the historians have different things that happened to Nero? All kinds of different things, which would indicate that they're obviously covering for something?
Nero's a long story.
Isn't he the one that fiddled while Rome burned?
And he persecuted Christians, because everybody has a good side. But Nero's a long story, some of the parts of which probably better to be told in private.
But whatever it is, because I'll say it became a gear. So it's that.
I hear.
So therefore, the historical accuracy of what they say is put into question, is what I'm trying to say. There could be a lot of, you know, we all are aware that history has a lot of made-up facts that became history as people saw it convenient to put in.
I'll tell you more about Nero sometime.
Okay. Again, the Gemara says he became a ger. He saw the blood of Tzchariah bubbling. Amalu Maihai. He said, what is this? Amulei told him, Dam Zvokim Hudishtapach. They lied to him. Now what happened was, Tzchariah had been a Kain Gadol and a Navi, and there had been a king named Yayash, a 6-year-old king. We had talked about Yayash earlier. He was the surviving baby that survived when Ataliah killed out all Malchus Beis David, which we learned about a number of blot ago. He was the baby that survived and was hidden in the attic of the Kodesh HaKadoshim for 6 years. 6 years, when he turned 6 years old, the Kohen Gadol named Yehoyada HaKohen brought him out and made him king. And as long as Yehoyada was alive, he was served the Rabbanish Lailam, and there was a great period of time for Klal Yisrael. What happened was Yehoyada died, and when his Rebbe died, he let people persuade him that he has he's part of a deity. He's partially, I don't know how to use what verb to use for deity.
Partially divine.
Divine. Because he survived in the Kodesh HaKadoshim attic for 6 years. And the Pasuk says anybody that walks in there dies. So obviously, he must be divine. And he let people serve him as a medium or as an Aveda Zara. And because of that, there was a terrible time in Klal Yisrael. Zechariah, Yehoyada's son, gave them Musar. And the people didn't want to hear the Musar. So on Shabbos Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, they killed him. That's what happened. And when they killed Zechariah on Shabbos Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, his blood remained on the ground and bubbled for hundreds of years till the Korban Beis HaMikdash. And that became like a press. They couldn't do anything about it. Couldn't wipe it up, they couldn't wash it away. This blood just stayed on the floor and bubbled for hundreds of years. They kept on bringing karbanos, chizkiyah, melech, everybody. It just stayed there on the side, and it was a constant reminder of this terrible avera that on Shabbos Yom Kippur, they had killed the Kohen Gadol and Navi in the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Zeradin shows up, and he sees this blood. And he says, what is this blood? So they told him this is blood of an animal, of a carbon. They lied. They refused to acknowledge the fact that they had sinned. At least not to the guy. They weren't going to tell the guy about their sin. So, Amalu Hamayhai, Amalu Dam Zvokim Udishtapach. Amalu Aisi Venasi. Let me go test it out. I'll go shecht animals, and I'll compare the blood. I'll see if it's the same thing. Imadamu, if it's equal. Kasi he shechted, Veloyidamu. Which, of course, makes a problem because Chumash, we learned that the blood of a goat is very similar to the human being, but they wanted to trick Yaakov Avinu, Vayitpulu Zakatayinaz Badam, in the Sirizim, because Rashi tells us Sirizim blood, goat blood is similar to human blood. And here it seems to say he shechted all kinds of animals, and it was not comparable. So many, many different Terutzim are said, one being that if you're analyzing it, you see the difference. If you're not analyzing it, they look pretty much the same.
Right.
One is to say there's a difference between a young boy. There's a Gemara Nida that seems to say the blood changes as a person ages. and therefore this was Yosef at 17 compared to here Zchariah as an adult, and therefore the blood of Zchariah does not compare to a goat, whereas the blood of Yosef did. Others want to say all kinds of different answers, which I don't remember, but this is a question they deal with. Let me just finish the next one. Yes?
Why can't you see that the blood didn't bubble?
No, that's not what they were. He understood that a nate happens, the blood bubbles. That's not his question. His question is, whose blood is it? He compared the bloods, and they weren't equal. That's what the Gemara said.
What was stopping him from believing it was animal blood?
Because it was bubbling. Since when does animal blood sit on the floor of the thing and keep on bubbling?
That's what I was saying.
But that's, he asked what blood it is. They said it's a carbon. So he didn't say, I don't believe you. He took other blood to compare to see if it's the same color blood. That's what the Gemara says. I didn't make up that part of the story. The Gemara says that. So I can't say that's not what he did. The Gemara says that's what he did. And it didn't look the same. Amalu Galilu, you better tell me what it is. Not I will comb your flesh with metal combs. Amulei, they told him, Haikayim v'Navi hu de'imvil hu v'Yisrael b'chubana v'Yerushalayim. This was Haikayim and Navi that predicted this korban. V'katlu, and we killed him. Amulei, anam v'sin alei. I will appease him. I see Rabbanon v'katla aloyei. He brought all the Rabbanon, and he killed them, and he had their blood go on top of his blood. V'loinach, the blood did not stop. I see died in Kedibay Rab. He brought the Tinaitish of Beis Rabbam. Katla aloyei. Killed them. V'loinach, and it didn't stop. I see Perki Kahuna, he brought the young Kehanim, Katla Layu, killed them on top of them. Vilainach, and it did not stop. Adi Katla Luya Tishim Barboa Reboy, he killed 940,000 people. Vilainach, and it didn't stop. Karvla Gabe, he walks close to the blood. Amrei says, Chariah is Chariah. Taivim Shebehemi Batim, I destroy the good ones. Nichalach de Kilinu Laku, you want me to kill everybody? Miyad Nach, at that moment the blood stopped. Here is Tshuva Bedaite. So the Mizaradin says, Ma heim shlo iblu al nefesh achas kach. Omar, he said, Ma heim shlo iblu al nefesh achas kach. They killed one person, look what they got punished. Ahu gavrim, me, who killed so many people, my tehevyale, what's going to happen to me? Arak, he ran away. Shadda patisu lebeise, he sent a will to his house, viz gayir, and he became a ger.
How can you chip somebody like that? You chip 900,000 people.
He did tshuva. I guess it shows the power of tshuva. I mean, just, yes.
It always bothered me was, give other examples of people who less of this, and since their hate was so great, they lost a chance for tshuva. But here he does this incredible evil, and he gets the chance for tshuva.
No. I think you said the answer in your question. Other people said the hate is so great, we can't do tshuva, is wrong. There is no chait that's great that can't do tshuva. People, thanks to the Yetzer Hara, they wouldn't like to think so, are persuaded that they are lost causes. And therefore, they shouldn't try. Right? The Yetzer Hara gets a person to sin, and after he gets him to sin, he says to him, you're a lost cause. You're a lost cause. Then he gets people to give up. Then they can do more avarice because they're a lost cause anyway. Now, Zeradin didn't view himself as a lost cause. In fact, I will ad lib here. Rabbi Dishon told me the following story, that there was this lady came from Eretz Yisrael, had learned in the Beis Yaakov from Bnei Barak. She'd come to America. She went off completely off the derech. Completely off the derech. And she lived somewhere in the south, and some rabbi persuaded her, tried to get her to do tshuva. So she said, nah, she's too far gone. She'll never do tshuva. Everybody knew what avarice she has done. She can't do tshuva anymore. So he asked her, would she meet one person, one rav? And she was going to New York. He said, meet one rav. So she said, fine. She'll give a rav a half an hour. So he calls Rabbi Dishon, and he said to him, here is your, can you do it? Fine. So the lady shows up. And he says to her, what's your story? She said, I'm far gone, it's over, it's impossible for me to do tshuva. So he took out a sefer, Nayim Megadim. And the Nayim Megadim in Parshas Vayeshev says, Vatisseyu Bebigdai. And she said, Shikhba Imi. So the Nayim Megadim says that this was the conversation that went on between Ashes, Batifar, and Yosef. Eshes Potiphar says, Tiaitza, be mezana with me. Tiaitza said, me? I'm a shevet. I'm going to have a future. I'm going to be on the Cheshen. My kids are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. I can't be mezana with you. So she grabbed him in his clothing and said, you a shevet? You dress like a shevet? But this Vaseu the big day. He said, look at averis you've done till now. You're Masalso Basarcha. You do all these kinds of averis. You're not going to be a shevet anyway. It's over with you. Once upon a time, you could have been a shevet. But you wandered way too far. So she about to say the big day, she looks at him, she grabs him and says, you have wandered so far, it's impossible for you to do tshuva. And at that moment, the most yuknei shel aviv appears to him and says, no, you're never too far. What she says is too far is no, not true. You can always be the perfect, make come back to perfection. And she did tshuva this lady. So Rabbi Dishon told me the story. So I just think, so you're right that people give and throw in the towel. But it was a rat and had it right. Now, ask me how you do tshuva on killing 940,000 people. Not 100% sure. But he did tshuva. Chazal were made, he did tshuva. And he became a ger. Ger should his guy could cut in Chanel with dummy. He had a new start on life. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the Rumbo on Paro is problematic. In reference with it. However, Rabbi Rutschman pointed out once, very nice. This last line goes by very quickly. What Nebuzaradan had done is he had given up the position as number two to the emperor of the entire world,
right,
to go join.
That is true. Dr. Schwab is 100% right. There is a person that was the second in command of an empire, and he threw it away to become a Jew who was being persecuted and sent to Gaulis. In fact, there's a beautiful part from, I think, the Halichos Chayim. I think I forgot the name of the Sefer. Tana Rabbanan, in the next line, Naaman Ger Taishev Haya. Naaman was a Ger Taishev. There was a Radin Ger Tzedek Haya. There was a Radin was a Ger Tzedek. Now, I kind of want to know why Naaman didn't become a complete Ger. Now, the story of Naaman, he was a commander, the general of the Aram army, and he had Taras, and he came to Elisha, and Elisha healed him. And he told Elisha, I will no longer serve Avodah Zarah. We had it earlier. We had it that he said that only when he goes with his master, he'll hold his master while he bows down. He became a Ger. But he didn't become a Ger Tzedek. And the Zeraden becomes a Ger Tzedek. What's the difference? So I saw two Shatim and Achraidim. One says, thanks to Gehazi. Because what happened with Naaman was, Gehazi came and asked him for money, and he gave. So in Naaman's mind, he viewed all Yidden as Gehazis. And therefore, I should become a Jew? They have their faults also. So therefore, I won't serve a Avodah Zarah. But the story of Gehazi, even though it's a little bit difficult to say that Terence, but I still wanted to quite him say that Terence. The other one says there's a big difference. The Zeraden saw Yidden suffering. He saw the Yisurim HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing on Klal Yisrael to purify them. And that showed the greatness of Klal Yisrael to him in a way that Naaman never saw. He becomes a Ger because he says, look at this nation. They do one Aveira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends this terrible punishment on them. That means obviously the Rabbanim Shem is very interested in them. Nobody suffers like they do. That means obviously the Rabbanim Shem cares about them. So Adarabba, goof of the fact that there were Yisurim and destruction, motivated him to understand that this is what it's all about. And that's why he became a Ger Tzedek. Naaman never saw Klal Yisrael in that light. He saw Klal Yisrael as a nation, so, we'll be this way, they'll be that way. That's why I saw one of his forms say as an answer. Dr. Rashi. They'll just like to sever his relationship, right. Rashi, the Gemara says the same thing about Nirai, that he sent a will to his house. Rashi, where are we up to? Aisuvi Vanata, Vanata Zam Zvachemu, Im Zam Zvachemu, I'll check it out. Customly, Yidmi Shachel Behemoth, Yidmu Adam, it wasn't equal. But Cluster Shar Tzavom, this guy in the Mizarad, and Gere Taishu Shlakibulol of Shar Mitzvahs, Akibulol of Shalab and Avitz Kachavim. He didn't accept other mitzvahs, but he accepted upon himself not to serve Avodah Zarah. That was Naaman. And the Zeradin became a Ger Tzedek, he totally became a Ger. Hanu Rabbanan. What do you mean, is there a high level of becoming a Yid? Gets Elam Haba. You get Elam Haba for Sheva Mitzvahs as well, but not the same.
In other words, of course, ultimately should be, want to become a Yid.
And I'm not here to go, we don't proselytize, is that the English word?
Proselytize.
We don't go around trying to persuade people to become gay. It's not our job.
I know.
Should a guy become a gay, let him ask his question. If he wants to become a gay, we try to dissuade him. But then if once he shows a sincere desire to become a gay, we encourage it.
But Ger Tosha.
Ger Tosha is mechuyev to become.
Do we have a mitzvah to make?
Well, there are some those that feel that we do. There are people that feel that it's part. It's really a rive and there's a rive and taisus chagiga that way. But again, it's, we're not here to get involved. Whether we should go out and teach the guy in Sheva Mitzvahs, we're busy teaching ourselves tayas. But there are people that feel that it is our job to teach the world Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Nayach.
Everybody will be a Ger Tosha.
I have no idea what will happen to Yomahu. But Yomahu, most of the guy will get killed out. What happens to the remainder of the Goyim, I don't know. We'll wait about it and see.
I think the more important Messiah is